Thousands of sub-Saharan Africans have left their homes hoping to escape hardship and build a better life in Europe. Many end up in Morocco. There are two Spanish enclaves there, the only European land bordering Africa. And last year, in a bid to deal with the influx, Morocco launched a groundbreaking initiative to regularise undocumented immigrants. The policy shift allows some new arrivals to work and live legally, but others face an uncertain future. Maggie Donaldson reports from the Moroccan capital, Rabat.
On a residential street in Rabat, a group of African men cluster outside a closed door. They're at Morocco's office of the International Organization for Migration. For many of them, this may be the last stop on their journey to find a better life. Their predicament is one facet of the now record number of migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean each year to Europe. Many migrants have been stuck in limbo for months, even years. They've got no money to go home and are unable to continue. The IOM is the official intergovernmental agency working on migration. It pays the travel costs of some migrants in Morocco who want to return home.
I know what the situation is like. Many of us didn't have anything to eat this morning, and that's not normal.
That's Fabrice Ganakis. Originally from Cameroon, he is one of at least 40,000 undocumented migrants in Morocco. In 2014, the country allowed irregular migrants to apply for legal status. Morocco is the first Arab country to formally allow foreigners to legally reside there. But there's a catch. The policy mainly benefits those who have been in the country for 5 years, as well as women and Syrian refugees. Ganakis didn't qualify because he's a year shy of the residency requirement. He says for many sub-Saharan African migrants, life in Morocco is simply too hard.
The suburbs in Morocco, sub-Saharans in Morocco, that's really not working. We are suffering. It's difficult for us.
He's been here 4 years, squatting in a forest near the Spanish enclave of Melilla in the north. Coming from Cameroon, he would be an unlikely candidate for asylum if he made it to Europe. The two Spanish outposts of Ceuta and Melilla, European soil on the African continent, are a source of both hope and great disappointment for these migrants. After breaking his arm in one of several attempts to cross the 8-meter-high border fence, Ganakis has given up. He's returning home.
I'll try to relax for a bit now. I've had high costs. Life in the capitalist system really is not easy.
18,000 migrants won residency in Morocco for a year under the new policy. That's half of those who applied. The program last year was a one-time deal. The application closed in December, and it's not clear what will happen to those left out. Activists want the government to automatically renew the permits that have been granted, but they're still waiting for an official decision. Camille Denis is from GADEM, a Moroccan organization that advocates for migrant rights. She says the selection criteria for residency were too strict, and the Moroccan government has not yet figured out what to do with newcomers.
They need to be able to access a minimum of health services. Children must have access to education. They must have access to employment, too.
Many migrants fear it will be a long time before they have a safe and equal place in Moroccan society. Fidelia Sonier from Nigeria doesn't think it will ever happen. He's been in Morocco for 3 years. He lost all his money attempting to cross to the European Union.
I'm tired and I'm sick and tired of this Morocco. My family is every day crying me to come back to my country.
Sonier could return home any day now through the IOM program. Return trips are often arranged at the last minute based on flight availability. Rudolf Anish heads the IOM's Morocco office. Anish welcomes the country's regularization effort and hopes it will grow into a long-term solution to accommodate migrants. He says Morocco could set a new precedent for other middle-income countries. But obstacles remain, considering the country's limited resources.
If you provide services such as basic health, education to foreigners, and there's part of the national population who does not benefit the very same services, then it becomes obviously even more complicated.
The Moroccan government is also sitting on 3 new law proposals to solidify its approach to economic migrants, in addition to helping asylum seekers and human trafficking victims. Anish says there's no timeline for the parliament to vote on these laws, Still, he thinks Morocco has taken an important step away from treating migration as a crisis. For DW, I'm Maggie Donaldson in Rabat.